You're listening to Novelbound, a podcast dedicated to making you laugh and keeping you company. Each week, we're sharing all of our favorite books and the embarrassing side of life.
Welcome back to Novelbound. I'm Anna.
And I'm Celine.
And today, we're going over how Angel Books had all of us in a chokehold in like the 2010s.
I want to say all of us, but I am not one of them. But
I don't know how you missed this train. It truly baffles me because the pipeline from Twilight to Vampires to Angel Books, I feel like most everyone went on.
No, here's what happened. Anna and I have the exact same taste in music, books, everything. That's the keystone of our friendship. And I remember we were talking about books and like everything we grew up with. And Anna like looked at me and she was like, you know, like Hush Hush. And I was like, what? Like, what's that? And she's like, you know, like angels. And I was like, what? There's like romance books about angels. And she was like, oh.
I like didn't even know how to explain it from there. Like, I was like,
it's something you have to explain. If you like, you can't explain it. You have to have been in it or else it's weird. Yeah. Not that you're weird or anyone that's listening to this is weird, but I wanted, so this episode is dedicated to like Anna.
It's dedicated to all of us who love the Fallen Angel books.
Yeah, and explain.
I remember you asking, like, you were like what type of fallen angels? You were like, is like from the Old Testament stuff? And I was like, I don't even know how to go forward from here.
I was like, do they have like scripture? Like, are they trying to like, are these angels having sex with humans? Like, what is happening? We are gonna get into it. Sorry I said that on this PG rated podcast.
Oh, we're fine.
I'm like the devil's tango. That's even funnier because this is an angel thing. Okay, but so basically, you know, that was like really cool long form video content from YouTube where the creator of the YouTube channel goes unhinged about a very specific thing. This is Anna's time to shine. And I just get to like live react. And I am so excited because she's going to explain to you what.
Yeah, what I picked six books and I had to narrow it down.
You don't have to narrow it down.
What I thought was the most popular.
Yum Yum Girl Dinner. Give me everything. Don't hold back. Mm-hmm. I really want to just like, I want to just sit and enjoy what you have prepared for us today. Everyone, Anna's a very specific niche that a lot of you guys, I'm sure, are fans of. If you are, and if you've been through what Anna has been through, I really want you guys to comment on Spotify has this new feature where you can like share things on it. But now you can see other people's comments too. Mm-hmm. So it can be more of like a community thing, but you also, we can even start like a little post about it on Discord, whatever you want. But
well, I think that would be here. Fun.
What was your experience with the angel stuff? So
yeah, let us know.
Start off with like, don't hold that.
Jumping into my opinion, what was the most popular angel book was the Hush Hush series. The cover is like black and white and this guy is like shirtless, like arching his back in the sky with his wings kind of like, they're not like ripped apart, but they're, you know, they're sparse.
You handed me that book and you were like, it's, you need to read this. I have that book physically in my.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We did an episode a long time ago with Katie Reeds, if anybody remembers that.
Katie Elizabeth Reeds. About Hush Hush. We love her. Yes. She was obsessed. Gosh.
For good reason. I vividly remember two scenes from this book. I'll get into like what it's about, but I remember one scene, and this was the first scene that I had ever, little preteen Anna had read like this, that I was like, okay, like my heart was pounding. Is he was at her house and she was alone. I think she was with her dad or her parents were gone, and he like picks her up and puts her on the counter, and like they just like kiss. It's not even anything worse. Like, I would still say it's probably still PG, but I was like, oh my gosh, like, and then I vividly remember her being in the rafters in her gymnasium in school, and he's down there, like, fighting this evil being for her.
Before you go into Hush Hush, can you, for somebody that's dumb like me, I need you to explain the common tropes of angels, why they exist in the world, like what is the common threads between them?
Okay.
And what is the appeal? Like, obviously there's an appeal, but like what is, like explain the lore, the culture.
A lot of common tropes you'll see is like fallen angels. So angels obviously, who have been cast out of heaven, who have fallen, so they're like cursed to live on earth. That's a popular trope. Or an angel will fall in love with a mortal and they'll have a child together, and then the mortal will hide the child on earth. So they're not a fallen angel, but they're like Nephilim. I don't know how to say that word out loud. So they will like come into their powers at a certain age and grow their wings and stuff like that. So that's another common trope. Another trope is like reincarnation. Like, we'll see that a couple times here. Yeah, but basically,
it brings them back to the
fallen
earth.
Angels.
What are like the common tropes between them? Like, what are the rules? What can they do?
Forbidden love is definitely the most common. It's always a forbidden love because the Nephilim cannot love a human. Like, they're not, you know, they're not the same. They have duties that they have to attend to. But more often than not, the human they fall in love with ends up also being a fallen angel or like part angel, part something like that. That happens in almost every book.
Okay.
Yeah.
So this makes me also think of like shadow hunters and like the demon hunting and like all of those things.
Yes. In fact, I purposefully chose not to include that series in this because there technically are like fallen angels, but I purposely chose books that are like only fallen angels.
So are you talking about, do they have feathers for wings? Are they always on their backs?
Yes, but a lot of them can like glamour them or hide them or
okay.
Yeah, we gotta make it convenient here.
Like, have you ever dreamed about just petting an angel wing?
And more often than not, they are the bad boy in school. You can count on that.
Wait, what? Oh my gosh. Okay, I want to hear everything. I want you to like read the read it all. Read the like
I will. So let's start with Hush Hush. A sacred oath, a fallen angel, a forbidden love. Like, you're seeing the trend here. Romance was not part of Nora Gray's plan. She's never been particularly attracted to the boys at her school, no matter how hard her best friend V pushes them at her. Not until Patch comes along. With his easy smile and eyes that seem to see inside her, Patch draws Nora to him against her better judgment. But after a series of terrifying encounters, Nora's not sure whom to trust. Patch seems to be everywhere she is and seems to know more about her than her closest friends. She can't decide whether she should fall into his arms or run and hide. And when she tries to seek some answers, she finds herself near a truth that is way more unsettling than anything Patch makes her feel. For she is right in the middle of an ancient battle between the immortal and those that have fallen. And when it comes to choosing sides, the wrong choice will cost Nora her life. That's like another thing, is there's always a battle between the dark angels and the good angels. There's almost in every single book. In fact, not almost, in every single angel book, that is the,
that's the
word
trope
I'm looking for. Not the trope, the like trial or like, you know.
And where does the fallen angel lie?
Usually they are fighting for the right reasons, but they might be on the wrong side of things.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Like Patch is, he's a fallen angel, so he's bad. Like, he's on the bad side of the war that's brewing, but he doesn't want to be on the bad side. So it's a lot of things, but like
it's
that.
Like your favorite book. Like, what was 13-year-old Anna like loving about him?
A lot of these you're gonna see follow the Twilight trope of like, he just wants to love her and take care of her, and like, he's big and strong and he's everywhere he needs to be. Like, they don't spend a lot of moments apart from each other. So yeah,
I love it.
It was good. Next. The twist at the end, you can probably guess it if you wanted to. It's not hard to guess, but delicious. You want to guess it and I'll tell you if you're right?
Is she a fallen angel?
Yes. She's not a fallen angel, but she has angel blood.
Oh, she's angel blood. So they can be together. What happens if she doesn't? Like, what if they aren't? Like, does something bad happen to them?
I can tell you, like, the overarching plot of the series. Do we want to be spoiler? Or, like, I don't know if anyone's going to go back and read these if they haven't already.
Yeah, tell me.
It's a book that 16-year-olds will love, but I can't imagine reading it when I'm this age because I think I'd find too many problems. So she ends up having angel blood, but not only does she have angel blood, she has like the leader of the angels' blood. So she becomes in charge of like the light, the good angels, and he's on the other side. And so they like pretend to split up in the last book, but they're like working both sides, being like, we can come to a resolution. Like things don't have to end in war. And yeah, like it works. So good for them.
We love
but
that.
But then she, like, from then on is, like, the leader of the angels, this, like, 18 or 19-year-old girl.
As she should be, as all
love a main character moment.
You know what? I thought of a comparison the other day of when you were saying, like, 16-year-olds will love this, but I would find problems with it. I watched the Lizzie McGuire movie the other day. And I had a moment as a 20, not almost 29-year-old, who is a mother of a 5-year-old.
Aaron Palo?
He's 13. She's 13 years old? She's 13
and years he's supposed to be like 16. Like, he's not supposed to be much older than she is, but the way he looks, like, he's 28.
Maybe, like, that would be my worst nightmare. Like, the way that Lizzie McGuire could have turned into Taken so quick. Like, anyways, I figured we could call this the Lizzie McGuire movie complex, where when you were watching it, you were like, this is my dream. I remember, this is what dreams are made of. Like, you know?
You're like, I want to go to Italy and sneak out and hang out with this unknown boy man.
Who was a celebrity.
Who was a celebrity.
Harry Styles fanfic before Harry Styles was a Harry Styles, you know? Yeah.
Sing to me, Paolo.
Yeah. And then now I watched it. I was like showing Adelaide this and I was like, don't do anything she's doing. All of these decisions are wrong.
These are all really bad decisions.
She's like, okay, mom.
Her Italian accent, I thought, was so on point. Like, when I watched that, I was like, she is Italian. Like, how did they pull this off? How do they do this? Hillary Duff. I still think about it very fondly.
You know what? I do too.
Yeah.
You know what? If we're ever in the same place for Halloween.
Yes, we do. Yeah. Yes. We're going to make it happen now.
I'll be the much taller.
There will be some discrepancies. It's fine.
Something you need to know about us is there's at least 8, 9, 10 inches between us in height.
Something like that. There's a significant height difference. I'm short and she's tall.
It's the cutest thing that's ever happened to us. It's so hard to take pictures together.
It is. There's so much dead space above me.
It's okay.
We're here now. It's okay. Okay, the next one. This is on my list because my sister asked me to put it on the list. Because when I told her that we were doing an angel episode, she was like, oh, well, you have to talk about Halo. I actually didn't read the Halo series. It's like one of the only angel series that I didn't read. But she read it and she loved it. And the covers, I think, stand the test of time. They're so pretty. They're still pretty to this day. Like, there's like sun flares in each of them and the wings are like beautiful and see-through. And they're like silhouettes of the bodies. I don't know. They just, I vibe with them. They're pretty.
I totally see them. They are very beautiful, but they also, like, you know what you're getting the second that you.
Yes, you do. Yeah. There's no questions asked. But I kind of like, you know what? You're getting what you are asked for if you buy this book. Yeah. Okay, so this is Halo. A small town is touched by angels, a powerful forbidden romance forums, and intrigue and action ensues as the dark forces resist the angels' influence. In the first book of Alexandra Adornetto's heartfelt YA Halo trilogy, three angels are sent down to bring good to the Gabriel, the warrior Ivy.
Nope. I got you.
Was a weird sentence.
No,
it's a weird sentence. Like, three angels are sent down to bring good to the Gabriel, the warrior Ivy, the healer.
To the world falling under the influence of darkness, Gabriel, the warrior, Ivy, the healer, and Bethany, the.
Where are you reading that?
I'm reading. I clicked on the book cover and then I went to the back.
I am on Goodreads, so they biffed this on Goodreads. Like,
Goodreads, you're dead to us.
So yeah, we have Gabriel the warrior, Ivy the healer, and Bethany, a teenage girl who is the least experienced of the trio. But she is the most teeman, and when she is romantically drawn to a mortal boy, the angels fear she will not be strong enough to save anyone, especially herself, from the dark forces. Is love a great enough power against evil? So when I asked her for the details of this, she was like, she definitely falls in love with, he's the typical bad boy, like leather jacket, ripped black jeans, combat boots,
AO3. Rides a
motorcycle.
Wattpad.
She was like, the reason I have this vivid memory where like he falls off a cliff and she like exposes her wings and saves him, and she was like, it's happening, like, like moments like that.
Why did I
And
never? Do you remember our reason when we did that episode with Katie and she talked about how she wrote that Harry Styles fanfic and he was
yeah,
like
she got far
smoking a
into it.
cigarette? Yeah, she got far into it. There was like such hype about it. Gosh, we need to have her back on. This entire episode just makes me think about her. But I never had a bad boy phase.
Celine, you're not living.
And I even married, I mean, I dated lots of bad boys that were horrible to me, but I married like not a bad boy, and I'm like, man.
You're like, not a good bad boy phase. You had like the actual like douchebag bad
Actual bad boy face. Okay, keep
You need
going.
a book bad boy because he's not really a bad boy on the inside. He's a soft boy.
You can change.
Exactly. So, but it turns out, so these angels go to Earth to find this like demon that they've been sensing is in the area. And obviously it turns out that the boy is the demon, but because their love is so powerful, she like changes him and he changes from that. I don't know, like there's three books I think in this series, and I obviously didn't read them, so I don't know all about them, but she thinks back very fondly on them. But she did say without me even prompting her, like she was like, but I don't know if I could read them not like being the age I am now.
There are just books that you have to leave. It's the Lizzie McGuire like
It
mentality.
is. It is. That's almost all of these books, like without a doubt. And sadly, if you look up any of these books and the rest of them that I'm gonna talk about, almost all of them have all one star ratings on good. Like the highest reviewed ratings are all one stars. I hate
But we eat
it.
it up
I'm
every
like, can we
time.
think back more positively, please?
Literally, but who cares?
Who
Okay, is
cares?
the next
Who
book the one
cares?
with the girl crying into her hands?
No, that's Fallen. We're talking about The Fallen.
Oh, so
It's
sorry.
called The Fallen.
Oh, I see it
The
now.
Fallen and Leviathan.
We have to describe the cover first before we do anything. This is a new thing that I have now discovered as I've been reading. Like I'm like, oh, what's the cover? There is a type. There's a trope in each of
There's a
these
type.
things. There's
There
a.
is.
Can I describe it?
Yes, please.
There's a man.
Why I picked this book up in the
There's
first place. I didn't read the back at all. I just grabbed it from the bookstore and took it home.
There's a man looking deep into our eyes, like he is making eye contact. It's Mona Lisa status following us
You
as
see
we go.
yourself.
Perfectly coiffed hair, sharp jaw, and you just see like the light shining on his bicep. Of course, that's all in light, but the
Shirtless,
rest of
obviously.
him, oh, he's shirtless, obviously, with a pair of like
Obviously.
dark black jeans. You can see, like, do you see what I mean? And then, of course, we have these black, dark angel wings
The
in.
black and white. Yeah.
I just love the
There's
fact
a
that there's just a
trend
male
for a
author
reason.
that wrote this.
Oh, because this is like, so this is The Fallen, and this is the only one that I remember really liking, and it's from the guy's point of view. It was good. I have more to say, but I'll read the little blurb for you. The ultimate quest for redemption. On his 18th birthday, Aaron begins to hear strange voices and is convinced he is going insane. But having moved from foster home to foster home, Aaron doesn't know whom he can trust. He wants to confide in the cute girl from class, but fears she'll confirm he's crazy. Then a mysterious man begins following Aaron. He knows about Aaron's troubled past and his new powers, and he has a message for Aaron. As the son of a mortal and an angel, Aaron has been the chosen to redeem the fallen. Aaron tries to dismiss the news and resist his supernatural abilities, but he must accept his newfound heritage and quickly, for the dark powers are gaining strength and are hell-bent on destroying him.
Anna, there's a movie about this. There's a
The
movie.
Fallen?
The
No,
Fallen.
that's Fallen. You're getting ahead of yourself.
But Stefan from Vampire Diaries.
Wait, is it really like there was a movie on The Fallen?
And Stefan from Vampire Diaries is
Wait,
on
wait, wait, wait,
it.
wait.
No, it's okay. I'm sending you the link, girl. I'm sending you the link. You're welcome. Go to the book thing, and then it says, watch the trailer for Fallen. And I was like, oh. The first thing I saw was Stefan's face.
And it's The Fallen. Wait, is it a
It's
book trailer or like a movie trailer?
a movie trailer about the book.
Can I play it here and now and we can listen to the sound bit of it? Would that be
Please do.
annoying?
No, it wouldn't. Not for me.
You're in the presence of something special.
We have to watch this. We have to watch this over Discord or something.
There's stuff in.
Oh.
I think there's something wrong with me.
Has this ever been brought up to him? Somebody needs to talk about this with him and his messages, like, because he will answer things like this.
This is baby Stefan. Like, he's a baby in this.
This is before Vampire Diaries. Oh, wow. The CGI is not great.
This is impossible. I'm not half an angel.
You're impossibly fast. That's what that reminds me of.
The wings that come out from behind his back are...
They look so bad. My life is forever changed. Thank you for this information. But... Yeah, we're going to watch this.
The lady's standing with, like, her wings, like, behind her back. Oh, my gosh.
It's, yeah, we're definitely going to be watching this on Discord so that everyone can join us after we drop this episode. Okay, the two things I remember from this book. He gets the gift of tongues, and the girl he has a crush on is Portuguese. And so, like, he goes up to her and speaks very fluent Portuguese, and she's like, what the heck? And his dog, whose name is Gabriel, obviously, somebody throws the dog into the street so that he will, like, save it and awaken his angel powers. And he brings his dog back, but it, like, kind of changes his dog. And his dog is the sassiest, funniest character. I think the dog is almost everyone's favorite character. Like, you read any review and they'll be like, the dog Gabriel was my favorite. So he can talk to the dog, yeah. But he actually, since he has a gift of tongues, he can actually talk to, like, all
honestly,
animals.
There's been a lot
but his
of...
dog has, like, a funny personality. It's very sassy.
This is heavily rated positive. Also,
yeah,
this was, this has 281 ratings, and...
This one, I will say, is, like, most of the ratings are good.
Yeah.
The highest reviewed ones are good ratings. So, like, if you're really looking for an angel book, you should get this one. There's 5 books in the series. There's a lot. And every single book is of a shirtless 20-something-year-old man.
And now I get to picture Stefan from Vampire Diaries as him.
What a gift. I wonder if the movie ever got released.
It had to. They made a trailer. They did you not see that CGI? It. They poured money into that.
I did see the CGI. Yeah, we're going to be revisiting that and watching that all together. Okay, and then the next one. This one is Fallen, and this is of the girl crying into her hands. Like, it's very gothic, emo. Yeah.
No, it's amazing. Can I also describe?
Please.
Okay, so the cover is also, by the way, now a major motion picture.
Yes.
Love Never Dies. But she's got, like, the fingerless gloves that are made of lace that, like, every emo girl on MySpace, like, mm-hmm. had. She has, like, blue streaks in her hair, and she's in this beautiful dress. Honestly, it looks beautiful. Like, this cover is very well done, mm-hmm. and it's very romanticizing, like, the emo era of the Twilight time.
Yes.
Like, if you straightened your hair and you weren't, like, other girls, this is your book.
This is your literally. Yeah. So this is Fallen. There's something achingly familiar about Daniel Grigori, which, if you know anything about, like Grigori, come on. Anyways, mysterious and elusive. It's like, I don't even have time to get into it, but just okay. Know that, like, Grigori, there's history there. So mysterious and aloof, he captures Lucy Price's attention from the moment she sees him on her first day at the Sword and Cross boarding school in sultry Savannah, Georgia. He's the one bright spot in a place where cell phones are forbidden, the other students are all screw-ups, and security cameras watch every move. Even though Daniel wants nothing to do with Lucy and goes out of his way to make that very clear, she can't let it go. Drawn to him like a moth to a flame, she has to find out what Daniel is so desperate to keep secret, even if it kills her. So, in my opinion, this is the one that I think of as the most Twilight ripoff-y. Like, there are obvious differences, but the romance is so similar. And we pause.
Are we pausing?
Yes, we can pause. I don't know if you heard anything I said, so.
Hold on, let me read. Go ahead and, like, start back 30 seconds ago, and then I can.
Okay. So I said, this is the one I like to think of as a Twilight ripoff. Like, the most. There are obvious differences, but the romance is so similar. Like, it's very...
Saying that, like, that's a bad thing, Anna. It's not a bad thing.
Oh, it's not a bad thing. That, like, this one's another super popular one. Maybe even more than Hush Hush. But...
Oh, my gosh. It has 583,000 ratings.
Yeah. Yes.
Oh, gosh.
Like, it's... These were all big books. People love their fallen angel books. Like,
this is my time to... Is this the book that I should read to understand you?
It might be, but listen to these things first before you make it. Okay. So the kind of the plot with this book is that they're destined to fall in love with each other in every lifetime. Hers, of course, he's immortal. He's a fallen angel. So he just has to suffer through these, like, lost loves. But she's also destined to die when she's only 17 years old. So the cycle repeats itself every 17 years for Daniel. But this new lifetime, like, the last time she was taken from him was so tragic and painful for him that he's, like, determined to fight it and not fall in love with her. So he's actually a complete douche to her when they first meet. It's kind of like, you know, bad boy. But he's not really a bad boy because there's an actual bad boy whose name is Cam that everybody was obsessed with and loved. So there's obviously a love triangle going on here. I will say there are four books, but you do get a fifth book the author makes for the love interest that doesn't end up with her. I can spoil it and tell you who it's about, but, like,
I think we know. I think we've put it together.
We know it's about Cam. Yes. She ends up with Daniel, her destined love.
I was like, no, you kind of pitched it in a way where I don't think she ends up with Cam.
I don't think she ends up with Cam. Just throwing a little guess out there into the dark. The way that this book is I vividly remember there being a fight scene in this old chapel in the middle of this graveyard. Like, this is very gothic. And the boarding school that she's at is very, like, everyone there is troubled, but just, you know, like, I cut my hair and dyed it pink. Like, that's the kind of troubled they are, if that makes sense to you.
Sometimes I say cuss words.
Yeah.
I spit out them on the street.
Yes. To be fair, Lucy is there because she potentially killed someone. So she actually could be considered a troubled teen, but
she didn't wear those fingerless gloves for nothing.
She has those on for a reason. She's hurting.
Out damn spot. That's from Lady Macbeth. Or that's from Macbeth. I'm not a heathen. Continue.
Thank you for the clarification. Yeah, the series was really good. I remember liking it. This is one of the books, though, where it has 583,000 ratings, but the entire first page of Goodreads is all one-star ratings. I'm not even kidding to you. They're all one-star ratings.
Are there any, like, quality, like, funny things that you've noticed, or is there...
Here's one. Evidence of this book's similarities to Twilight. See, I was right about that. New girl at school, Mary Sue, attracts the hottest guy, even though she has no personality or depth or anything remotely interesting about her.
It's a YN book. This is an insert your name.
Thank you.
Book.
I know. I'm like, are you guys not understanding? Look at the cover. You got exactly what you asked for. Guy is 100 and something year old, and girl is 17. It's just insta love. But to be fair, the insta love is explained because they are star-crossed lovers. Like, they're destined to be together in every lifetime.
Amen, amen.
Okay, even another review says, I didn't... Oh, crap, I clicked on something. It says, I didn't like this book even when I read it back when it was called Twilight. I didn't like this book the first time I read it when it was called Twilight.
I'm savage.
But you know what? That happens today. That's today's problem, is rewriting of the same stuff. Like...
But literally.
Yeah. I liked this book and I read the whole series and I remember liking it. But again, I was 15 years old, so.
You know what? This makes me think there is a book for everyone.
There is.
There's a book for everyone.
There's a book for everyone.
And you might be, like, the coolest, getting all those hundreds of thousands of reads and reviews, and you might be cool, not cool.
You know what I like to think of is, I'm like, you're leaving one star reviews for this Fallen series, but you're reading monster books in your spare time. So can we really take what you have to say seriously?
Oh, burn. Oh my gosh, this is monster books, but for teenagers. This is the gateway drug. This is the gateway drug.
Don't you say that about my Fallen Angel books. Take that back right now. take that back right now.
I'm sorry.
Show some respect.
Okay, baby girl. What's the next
okay. one? The next one is called.
I just love that it's, there's a difference between The Fallen and Fallen. Like, we had to clarify. Because
we did. We did have to clarify.
What is the next title?
I wonder. This one's called Unearthly. actually, this one was my favorite one I ever read. This was my favorite Fallen Angel book. I have very fond memories of it.
I just want you to know that you've actually said that about every single book so far.
No, I have not. Like, this one really was my favorite. Maybe I've said I have fond memories of all of them, but this one was my favorite, the top. This one holds the record for the best.
It will introduce me with the other ones. What is this
one? Because I thought the plot was so different and interesting with this one. And I remember the most from this one. Okay, but let me go to the thingy. Okay. In the beginning, there's a boy standing in the trees. Clara Gardner has recently learned that she's part angel. Having angel blood run through her veins not only makes her smarter, stronger, and faster than humans, a word she realizes that no longer applies to her, but it means she has a purpose, something she was put on this earth to do. Figuring out what that is, though, isn't easy. Her visions of a raging forest fire and an alluring stranger lead her to a new school in a new town, when she meets Christian, who turns out to be the boy of her dreams, literally. Everything seems to fall into place and out of place at the same time, because there's another guy, Tucker, who appeals to Clara's less angelic side. As Clara tries to find her way in a world she no longer understands, she encounters unseen dangers and choices she never thought she'd have to make between honesty and deceit, love and duty, good and evil. When the fire from her vision finally ignites, will Clara be ready to face her destiny? I loved this one because it was so different from all the other angel books I read. Like, it was no, like, I mean, there is kind of, like, warring for bad sides, so, like, you can't totally escape that. But, like, the way that the angels interact with the world were really different. So I found a review that, like, really perfectly explains what this book is. So Clara is an angel blood, 1/4 angel, 3/4 humans. She just received her purpose, a task that all angel bloods have to fulfill in their lives. This purpose has something to do with a boy Clara sees in her visions, and she thinks it is her duty to save his life. She moves closer to him, tries to get to know him, and has a bit of a crush on him. Only it seems her purpose in regards to Christian is not quite clear, and neither are her feelings towards him. The story is well-paced and never gets boring. The mystery of Clara's purpose is sufficiently mysterious and creates a nice tension. The romantic storyline is sweet and, oh my, healthy. Can you believe it? Anyways, so basically I'm spoiling this whole series for you. Sorry, but I'm just doing it. Basically, it ends up coming out that the vision that Clara has been having is that she is saved. Christian is in this forest fire and she flies down and she saves him from it. But in order to, but like, so the time finally comes, like the tension is high, things are ramping up. She's had this romance going on with Tucker, who, like, there's much more chemistry there. Like, she thinks that she just needs to be with Christian because he's in her vision. And he even likes her back. So, like, there's something weird going on there, but, like, she also likes Tucker. And she never expects this, but she's in the forest with Tucker and this huge fire starts. And Tucker and Christian are both stuck in the fire. And so she's like, warring of, like, do I save Christian? Do I save Tucker? I don't know what to do. And so finally she, like, flies off, leaves Tucker to find Christian, only to find that Christian is there and he's also part angel, so he has wings too. And she's like, what? Like, and she's like, I can't do this. Like, you can save yourself. And so she flies away and goes to save Tucker. So she does not fulfill her purpose. She doesn't fulfill her vision. And it sets off this, like, insane events, like, series of events, where you learn that her brother's purpose was actually to save Tucker. And since Clara saved Tucker and not Christian, like, it prevented her brother's purpose from ever coming about. And he, like, goes down this dark road, this dark path. It's a really good storyline. And the mom is super present the whole time. Like, and the way that, like, they kind of, like, not how good or bad they are, but, like, their wing color will change based off of how, like, close they are to fulfilling their angelic duties. And so, like, this causes her wings to go to a very dull gray color, and it, like, sends her into this spiral. And, like, her mom's there and she even meets her dad. Like, the parents in the story are present and they're good, and it's so good. That's only the first book. Like, you could read the next two books, or how many books are in the series? 4, I think. You could read the next 3 books and you still wouldn't know. Like, there's this whole there's three books. There's this whole plot where like she goes to college and she has to figure out her life there, and things are still weird with Christian. Like they're still kind of trying to make it work because she feels guilty and still kind of likes him. Like, I have fond memories of this book. I really liked it.
Girl, you did like a good pitch for that. Like, I'm like,
thank you.
Also, the author, Cynthia Hand, who wrote this, she also wrote the My Plain Jane series. You know what I'm talking about? Like the My Jane, My Invisible. Like there's like, they're My Lady Jane. It's like, they're very funny. They're about the famous Janes. Like,
yeah, like there's humor in this. You'd like, there are some funny situations. In fact, yeah. Tucker, like she has a bad dye job on her hair. Like she's blonde. And the lady dies in and comes out like this brassy orange. And he, like, when he first meets her, he calls her Carrot Top. And that's like his name for her for the rest of the series. And it has like a very good happy ending. Unexpected, but still good. So.
Honestly, I'm like, do you think that I would reread it?
I think you would enjoy this. Like, this would be a good representation of like my angel books if you read this.
Okay. Okay. I will pick this up. I will actually pick this up. Honestly, I need something. I need
you do. Something. And this is good.
This okay. Is good. Also, the cover is delicious. It's like the opposite of the Selection. So the Selection, yes. You know, like that era of girls wearing pretty dresses on covers. That was the whole era. Yep. This is like these. I just realized this is the alt girl version of that.
Yes.
So the book is black and like it's she's wearing a black dress and she's staring off into the forest. I'm like, oh. Oh, we found a trope.
But what's funny?
Shirtless men with angelic wings.
And girls in black dresses.
That are like billowing out, staring off into the forest.
What's honestly funny about this cover is she's a girl's girl. Like they move from Colorado. They move from California to Colorado. And she's like a beach girl. Like she's got the blonde highlights. Like she's a girly girl. It's so funny.
Okay, I love it. Love it. Okay, cool. I'll pick this one up.
Yeah, that's basically my. There are some series I didn't include, which was the Maximum Ride series, because technically they do have wings, but they're not angels. I didn't include the Mortal Instrument series. Basically anything that wasn't explicitly like expressly words. Do I know them?
I love that you had to like you've read so many that you had to like actually give yourself like criteria.
Thank you.
You really put in the research.
I need someone to message us about the Maximum Ride series because I never got to scream about that with somebody when I finished reading the series. Like, yeah, if anybody wants to message me, we can scream about Maximum Ride. James Patterson wrote them, so like they're good, but because he's usually an adult writer, he doesn't give into like the fan service of like, I'm going to give them everything they want. Like their life actually sucks. But it's good character development, I guess.
I love that. Okay. Please let us know about what your favorite angel books were, if you were into the hype, what your favorite book covers were. And yeah, we can do more community stuff. Thanks for hanging out with us today.
It was a good time. Thank you guys.
See you next week.
Bye.